Medical device manufacturer Zimmer Biomet closed their plant in Puerto Rico after Hurricane Maria hit the island and offered their Puerto Rican employees job transfers to other plants. Many of them ended up at Zimmer headquarters in Warsaw and settled in the nearby town of Columbia City. The first signs of the new residents appeared in the school system. Coesi Elementary School principal Michelle Urban explains.
Right after Christmas, that first week, we had a family register here at Coesi, and he was telling me about Zimmer was transferring many workers and didn't think too much about it and, you know, said welcome and got the kids acclimated, and then another family came.
Last year, Urban says within a couple of weeks, about 20 students registered in the entire school system.
So little by little, I'm trying to figure out how many and how many kids and to see what type of transition that they need also, since obviously we're not familiar with the area by any means or the weather.
When the families were arriving, no one had a lot of information. Urban says she had to make some calls and try to figure out how many families were going to arrive and what their needs would be.
We did a big resource fair for them to try to connect them with doctors and insurance and vehicles and just any needs, even a job fair for spouses and any of their older kids too.
The school's biggest concerns were class sizes. Urban says she was waiting to see if she would need to hire additional teachers, but in the end it wasn't necessary. The first thing Urban did was hire an ELL teacher, or a teacher for English language learners.
140 good?
Hey, top one, top.
She also hired a Spanish-speaking paraprofessional who's also from Puerto Rico. Even though English is spoken on the island, Urban says the new students arrived with a mixture of English comprehension.
They're all from different places in Puerto Rico and different schools. So I think depending on the school and where they were from, we're getting that variety of language differences.
Coesi teachers are adapting to teaching more ELL students, and Urban says they are trying their best to help both the students and the teachers adapt. The school has worked out a system where the ELL teacher provides support to the regular homeroom teachers by adding special instruction techniques.
On this page, the data that is shown.
Mr. James Lanham is a fifth grade teacher at Coesi. He talks about how his teaching has changed after having new students from Puerto Rico in his class.
I feel like I've changed a lot. The way I think about teaching things, just different ways to reach not just them, but other students as well that it might be effective for.
Lanham says at first communication and getting students to interact with each other was a struggle, but now everyone is eager to talk to the new students and be their friend.
So everybody's really excited. They want to know more Spanish and they want to know about Puerto Rico. And it's just kind of an eye-opening experience for everybody to be so excited.
From the children's perspective, they say it was hard to leave their home in Puerto Rico, but they understand why they left.
Hola, mi nombre es Alondra de Malcación de Santiago. Soy de Aguilita y tengo 10 años.
Hola, soy Gabriela Isabel Ramos Sánchez. Soy de Cuamo y tengo 10 años.
Alondra and Gabriela are in fifth grade, and like their teacher, Mr. Lanham, mentioned, they recall how communicating was a struggle.
So first, it's not too difficult to get a friend, so me and Gabi speak a little bit of English.
To me, the hard to make friends is like the language, but a little bit words or things I don't know what is in English, and the same to the other persons, and it's different.
The girls say things are getting easier and they are looking past some of the differences.
So here is so different in Puerto Rico. Here is so different, it's a different culture. It's good, it's nice.
What do you think?
To me, have like more opportunities to live, to the food. The more different I think is the food with Puerto Rico, and all have the same things.
Urban says the reaction from the students and teachers has been positive. Many want to help and learn more about the new students.
This is a great, wonderful chance for us to be able to welcome and to include these families into our Columbia City community that we have here. So I just have seen a lot of excitement and acceptance, and just they're thrilled for them to be here.
After receiving news that Zimmer's Puerto Rican plant would not reopen, the school was anticipating more students enrolling this school year after a second wave of Puerto Ricans made the move to Columbia City over the summer. Now the school system has a total of 40 students from Puerto Rico, 12 of which are enrolled at Coesi Elementary School. For WBOI News, I'm Araceli Gomez-Aldana.